paragraph 17.2, and that does not exist? Do you see 17.2?
I do.
And then in...
It does in section 16.2.
16.1 and 16.3.
Yep.
There's three references to a section that doesn't exist. And again, the page break should be before section 17.
Yep.
And then in 18.3.4, at the bottom of page 13, there's a reference to section 19.3. And that section does not exist. At the bottom of page 14, between 18.6 and 19.8, there's no section title.
That's numbering issues there.
Yeah, there's no section title. And then section 19, the whole thing needs to be renumbered and titled.
Okay.
And then in the resolution itself, if you look at the body of the resolution, the first whereas, there's a misspelling on remember. In the third whereas, it says Mariners and it should say Memorial. And then right above passed and approved, assembly needs to be spelled correctly.
Oh my gosh. Never again.
Nice editing.
I actually have a couple more. They're just typo things like that. Section 2.2.
Does your annotate show up with her corrections like ours does?
No, I don't.
No, I made those corrections.
I know, but it shows up on ours.
Oh,
it's on everybody's. When you make corrections on yours, it shows up.
My
on
iPad
ours.
Is no, not mine. Functional.
No, mine.
Really?
Section 2.2?
Section 2.2,
that's okay, we got it.
I was just going to say, you can just use these. Oh, you have it.
Yeah, I've been marking it.
We got it, thank you.
The first sentence, under this lease or the lease has not been, should be been.
Just section 2.2, okay.
And I think the only other thing that I had was, under the contact name, it said something like point of contact. And I think Jen Miller would be appropriate because she's the president of the organization.
I'll confirm that with Mr. Eagle.
Where is that?
It's in under section 15.17.
My concern with the contact is we're signing a long-term lease with an organization, and this now, is it a 501c3?
It is, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And so when I guess as I was reading through, I just want to make sure, because we want this to work well for everybody, that that corporate entity is listed, it's listed correctly as the corporate entity, and I don't know if it's
Mr. Eagle did review this, and his attorney reviewed it as well.
Okay.
So I assume that it's correct, but I will double check. Or at least he said he had been advised by an attorney. So I'll confirm that the contact information and the corporate entity is correct.
Okay. That was all I had.
And then one little thing, in 9.1, after indemnity, there's an extra comma there that should be removed. 9.1.
I'm actually very concerned because all I paid attention to when I reviewed Bob's remarks, which were nominal, was the track changes and went through and accepted those. I did not reread the entire rest of the body of the document, and that, I guess, is my fault, but I didn't think I needed to. Normally that doesn't happen when you do track changes. So I apologize for all of these issues.
Anything further?
I mean, just here's a comment. It's a little bit over the, you know, boilerplate for, I think, the activity, but I'm fine with proving that because the basics, I think, are there for what the organization needs.
So we're trying to go to a new lease format, one that is far more substantive than what we have currently for lessees. And I agree, for this activity, it's way above the mark of what it needs to be, but we need everything to be in the same format. So moving forward, that's what we're trying to do. This just happens to be the first one that's come up.
Well, good. We'll have it the boilerplate correct, and we can continue.
I don't know if Mr. Mayor and members of the Assembly, I'm not sure that you need to do an amendment to the motion, because none of these things are content-based, I guess I would say, with the exception of the date. But those, in my opinion, are typographical. So we've noted all of the changes that have been requested here. I don't think you need to make an amendment to the original motion to pass this unless anybody feels differently about it.
No.
Okay. Thank you for your eagle eye.
It helps to have a school teacher, doesn't it?
I'm not sure I would have graduated if she had been my teacher.
She's a math teacher, too.
Definitely not then.
Good with numbers. Any further discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Prezanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of the Wrangell Medical Center fiscal year 2019 budget.
Move to approve Wrangell Medical Center FY 2019 budget.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
There's no one to ask anything.
I'm surprised. I expected that he would be there.
Full vote, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Prezanka?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
In the future, could I please ask that when we're approving budgets that somebody from that organization is here?
Absolutely.
I think it is incredibly poor form that any, we can't speak to anybody from the organization.
Yep.
Thank you.
Item 13C, approval of the Wrangell Medical Center 2019 personnel policies.
Move to approve Wrangell Medical Center 2019 personnel policy.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymember Prezanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 06-18-1416. Of the Sibley of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing pursuit of a community health care solution, strategic affiliation with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Care Consortium.
Move to approve resolution number 06-18-1416 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing continued pursuit of a community health care solution, strategic affiliation with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
I know you haven't finalized any agreements or anything, but can you give me a sense of what the asset purchase agreement, you spoke a little bit about it.
So it actually outlines all of the terms and conditions of the transfer of ownership, essentially, of Wrangell Medical Center from the City and Borough of Wrangell to Search. It also includes the conditions associated with the construction of a new hospital here and how that is to be lined out. It also includes the items that both entities would be responsible for, like the land from the borough and other things. So it outlines all of those items. It also includes schedules of information detailing aspects of the hospital's operation, so that it is actually the transactional document. So it the base document is, I think, between 68, I think it's 68 pages or so. Dan, correct me if I'm wrong. And then there will be hundreds of pages of attachments to it. And as you can see from the schedule that's in the agenda item, we are still in the process of doing due diligence. There was a huge amount of work that was accomplished in Seattle last week, but both parties need to go back now and do additional review and provide additional information and discuss items that came up that warrant further research, you know, documentation, etc., on both sides. We are expecting a additional information that constitutes a new draft from Search's folks a little bit later in this week. Our attorneys will review that. I am scheduled to go over that with them next week sometime. We haven't set a date yet. It'll probably be Thursday would be my guess. And then we are in the process right now of collecting due diligence material that goes into the attachments of the schedules. And much of that is having to come from Wrangell Medical Center. So our attorneys are working with, or will be working with their staff, asking for all of this information. It's just the due diligence that's necessary when you go through this transaction. So we are planning to, I think it says on the schedule, have an executive session, an extended executive session. That'll be the only thing that is on the agenda for that night. I think on August 2nd, is that what I have on there?
Yeah.
And both Alyssa Smith and Luann Cutler will be here in town in person to go over the details of the document with you so that you understand every nuance and aspect of what's going on. They'll be preparing, we'll together be preparing an executive summary, of course, because going line item by line item might be a little bit too much, but all of the relevant aspects will be discussed, and you will get a full copy of the asset purchase agreement in advance, 1 week in advance of that meeting, so you will have an opportunity to review it. At that point, it's considered a confidential document prior to the executive session, because things will still be discussed in executive session that may change the content of the document. So what you will be getting in advance is not something that can be shared. Once there is a final version of a document that has been agreed on by both parties, that is what will come back for the assembly for approval in the end, hopefully somewhere in the neighborhood of prior to September 1st.
And it's called purchase agreement. Mm-hmm. That's new to me, even though no money may change hands.
There are, yes. I don't know if Dan wants to speak to that nuanced language. I can certainly have the attorneys speak to that. Even though there is no cash changing hands, there certainly is a transaction taking place,
right,
with regard to items. There's the operation of the hospital, there is land, there are agreements and warranties by both sides of the things that are coming with it, the things that are expected in exchange for what is being provided. So even though there may not be any cash, there certainly is value to what's going on in the transaction.
And then I remember reading that there may be a workaround our municipal code, which I understand, but then how are you going to work around our charter?
We're not going to work. We don't have to work around the charter as we understand it.
Okay. Are you going to request a, what do I want to say, an appraisal of the hospital and its
That is a discussion contents? That I am having right now with our attorneys. Search has had evaluation done, and so we are determining whether or not we believe it's necessary for us to have our own done.
I just want to kind of summarize for the public. This resolution before us right now is fairly simple and just basically keeps us on the track that we've been on, sort of saying that we are interested in this asset purchase agreement and directing staff to work on that and bring it back to us. I think that, you know, the budget we just approved shows a deficit of $821,000 for the next fiscal year. So I think that's, you know, pretty important for the community to understand and for
the hospital budget we just
the approved. Hospital budget that we just approved, excuse me, yes. So, you know, this is in sort of in respect to that. This is a pretty important step to make. And another reason why time is important. So I'll be voting in favor of this, but I just wanted to kind of give that little background to the community.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I guess I would add, even though this is just a resolution saying charge, you know, continue moving forward, and we're not approving any document, this really is your official statement saying that we are moving into the due diligence necessary to move to a binding agreement, the asset purchase agreement. So I just want to make sure that the public understands this is, we're getting into very serious ground here with what we're doing.
I think this, for me, this is saying this is showing full intent of moving forward.
Yes, thank
with
you.
This process.
We're serious about it.
Well, it's not only are we serious, because we were serious when we entered into sending Lisa down with Dan to hash this out now in Seattle, but now, for me, this is, and I will be voting in favor of this as well, for me, this is saying we want to move in this direction, and we want to find the solutions that we need to go forward with that process with search. And it's no longer is it sort of just exploring. We are moving towards a final document that outlines for us the takeover of the hospital and that medical campus.
Yes, and acknowledgement that search will be building a new hospital facility in our community. So yes.
Any further discussion?
One more
point.
I mean, it also is sort of authorizing borough manager and our hired attorneys to do that negotiation process with search. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that you did go to Seattle. I think in something as serious as this, you're right. Face-to-face at certain periods is really critical. So,
thank you.
Charge on.
Will do. I just also for the public's benefit, for those who may be listening and were unable to read the agenda statement, the search board will be taking action on a resolution of similar vein tomorrow. And once the search board says yes, Dan will pull the trigger, so to speak, on the architects. Their contract with Wold Architects is mostly finalized, and he expects that they'll be going, starting on the next phase of planning and design within a week for the new hospital. So, serious times. We're moving forward.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Przanka?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of contract with D'Amico R&R JV in the amount of $8,355,240 for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor project.
Move to approve a contract award to Tamco R&R JV in the amount of $8,355,240 for the Shoemaker Bay Harbor project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Discussion.
So, Mr. Mayor, if we could have Amber come up and give an update on the formal protest, and then yes. We would ask the Assembly to do a motion to postpone, please.
Good evening. So, as is stated in the agenda statement that you have for this item tonight, we bid this project. We opened the bids for this project on June the 7th, last week. We received seven very competitive bids, even though there was about $1.3 million spread between the low and the high. With a project that size and seven bidders, that's there were some good numbers. So we moved forward. We went through and did the bid tabulations and checked everything. And with concurrence with our engineers, we were recommending to award this project to the apparent low bidder, which was a joint venture between Tamco and Rockin' Road, both companies out of Petersburg. Just last night, Lisa received an email, and then again this morning to a subsequent email from the second low bidder, who is Western Dock and Bridge out of Ketchikan, protesting the intent to award this project to Tamco R&R JV on two bases, basically. One is that they cannot find a business license for the joint venture. And our bid documents say that you should have a business license to move forward with your bid, and we do require that. I did talk to Tamco R&R today, and they hope to have that business license tomorrow, but it was not in place at the time of bid, which is what we do require.
Amber, if I may jump in, each of the companies independently have current business licenses and have sure. for years, but just the joint venture right. does not.
As well as the proper contractor's licenses, which as a joint venture, only one of the entities on the joint venture needs to have that contractor's license. So they are compliant there. So that was the first basis of the protest. The second one is that we did issue an addendum that identified certain qualifications and experience of the contractors bidding on this project as a general contractor, in part to ensure that we were receiving bids from a contractor who is in the regular business of doing marine projects. And so we identified you should have so many projects under your belt of a certain size and with a similar scope to this project of Wrangell's. Tamco submitted their qualifications for that, and we accepted them. Western Dock has reviewed those, and they are protesting some of the information in their qualifications, which we're reviewing right now. One is that one of the dock projects in Petersburg doesn't have the same scope as this one. The second is that the other project, which was one they did for Wrangell, was not done within the last 10 years. It was actually 11 years ago. So these are the two issues that they're protesting on the basis of. So we've touched base with our attorney, and we've sent all the information to him to review. It may be a few days or a week. We're waiting to hear back from him how quickly he can get to this issue. The project is delayed, as you all know, beyond what we would like for it to be right now. So we've expressed that to Blasco and his office and hope to hear back from them soon so we can move this project forward.
The only other point, if I may, Mr. Mayor, before you decide to postpone, is just to point out in the agenda statement that the budget that was provided to you has more money than is necessary, obviously, because we expected a higher cost associated with the project. Thankfully, the bids came in very favorably. We're very competitive. And so at our departing finance director's recommendation, we believe we will be able to put together a financing plan that even if we feel like it's best to take a small amount of money from one fund to loan to another temporarily, rather than bonding for this project. So that puts us in a far better position than having to go out for bonds. So as I said in the agenda statement, we'll be coming back to you with a financing package. And depending upon where we end up with bidders here, obviously we'll bring you a bottom dollar determination of how that funding package will be put together.
So I'd like to move to postpone the awarding of